直音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年3月26号，星期六。我们非常荣幸的邀请到敬爱的萨提亚·德瓦·帕布为我们讲述今天的圣典博加瓦坛的早课。感谢大家的聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们，大家早上好。
I'm praying that you're all safe and healthy and happy.
我祈祷大家都很健康、安乐、快乐。
Those who hear Srimad Bhagavatam, it's said that the arising and passing of the sun can't diminish their life.
据说那些聆听圣典博加瓦坛的人，太阳的东升西落并不会减少这些人的寿命。
Because we're eternal.
因为我们是永恒的。
Yes. Okay, so we'll continue our reading on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 3, and today is verse 17.
我们今天继续阅读圣典博加瓦坛的第六篇第三章的第十七诗节。
And we have a lot of questions from last week.
然后上周还剩下了不少问题。
So I'll chant Jayarada Madhava, then we'll read the verse in purport, and then answer questions.
所以我们现在一起来唱 Jayarada Madhava, 然后一起来阅读诗节和译文，然后就来回答问题了。
Is that okay? Yes. Wow, the birds are really excited today.
Yeah. Pretty early.
Okay, so as we chant Jayarada Madhava, we can hear all the birds chirping as they watch Radha and Krishna in the kunj.
就在我们一起在唱着 Jayarada Madhava 的时候，就一起看着那些鸟们，看着他们就在Radha Kunj 那个地方看着 Radha 和 Krishna 在一起。
Yes, the kunj is the bushes and the trees and the place in the forest where they have their pastimes and nobody else can see.
而 kunj 这个地方，这些地方就是长满树木、灌木丛的地方，是 Radha 和 Krishna 享受逍遥时光，而没有其他任何人得以看到的这样一个隐秘的场所。
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Balava Girivanadari Gopi Jana Balava Girivanadari Yasodhanandana Vajajanarajana Yasodhanandana Vajajanarajana Yamunatiravanachari Yamunatiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Balava Girivanadari Gopi Jana Balava Girivanadari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janurajana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janurajana Yamunati Ravanachari Yamunati Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada,
Okay.
So again, we're on Canto 6, Chapter 3, Text 17, and Yamaraj instructs his messengers.
我们就一起来看到瓦坛的第六篇第三章的第十七细节 整个这个章节的名称是阎罗王吩咐他的使者。
Yeah, and basically Yamaraj is answering two questions asked by the Yamadutas. First, they want to know who is really the supreme authority, and then second, they want to know who are the Vishnu Dutas.
在这一章节中，阎罗王就是在回答着由亚玛都他们所提出的两个问题。第一个问题就是究竟谁才是至尊的权威，而第二个问题则是，Vishnu都他们是谁？
Yeah, so all of this time, the Yamadutas, they just assumed that Yamaraj was this, you know, God, the supreme authority.
到这个故事发生的时间一直以来，亚玛都他们一直都认为他们的主人阎罗王就是他们的神，就是至尊的权威。So
Yamaraj, the first question he answered that he's been answering so far is that he's not God. He's not the supreme authority, and that there is a God, there is a supreme authority, and he's not God.
而阎罗王到目前为止所回答的这第一个问题，他就是在说到，确实是有至尊主的存在，是有至尊权威的存在，而他本人并不是神，并不是至尊主。And
he also said that God is not so easy to understand.
并且他也说到，并不是那么容易就能够去理解到神的。God
is not so easy to understand, not so easy to see.
并不是那么容易就能够去理解神，能够去看到神的。And
so he said that actually the supreme controller is beyond his ability to understand or see.
他还说到，实际上至尊的控制者是超过了他本人的能力，能够被他所看到，能够被他所理解的。So
the demigods are part of the universal body of God.
诞生人是神的宇宙躯体的一部分。Yeah,
so the different parts of the body actually cannot see any part of the body. Only the eyes can see the body.
而身体的不同部位是无法看到其余的身体部位的，因为正常情况下只有眼睛才能看到所有身体的其他部位。And
so only the unlimited can understand the unlimited.
因此也只有无限的才能理解无限的。So
in this way he's giving different examples how even though Yamaraj is very powerful, he's dependent upon God, and his ability to understand God is limited.
因此，他就以这样的一个例子来说明，那么即便阎罗王是如此的强大，但是他却依然是依赖于神，他依然是不可能靠自己的能力能够来理解神的。So
in this way, he's giving so many different examples of how there is one supreme authority, and he's not it. He's very honest.
那么以这样的方式，阎罗王就给出了许多不同的例子来说明，他本人并不是至尊的权威。So
let's read text 17.
我们就一起来阅读一下第十七细节。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Nasta Preshu Abhadveshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavad Yutama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Okay, text 17. Sashat Matatrasya Hare Adishtatu Parashamaya Dipater Mahatmana Prayena Duta Iha vai manoharas charantitad rupa gunaswa bhava tasya
pada
atma tantrasya
自给自足, 不依靠其他任何人的
hare
至尊人格守神
adishitu
万物的主人
parasya
超然存在
Maya Adipate
错觉能量的主人
Maha Atmana
至尊灵魂的
Prayenadutta
命令执行官 在这世上
Why?
事实上
Manohara
他们的行为和身体特征都十分令人愉快
Charanti
他们来去
Tat
他的
Rupa
具有身体特征
Guna
超然的品质
Prabhava
和本性
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace J.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is self-sufficient and fully independent. He is the master of everyone and everything, including the illusory energy. He has his form, qualities, and features, and similarly, his order carriers, the Vaishnavas, who are very beautiful, possess bodily features, transcendental qualities, and transcendental nature almost like his. They always wander within this world with full independence.
译文和要旨由圣恩 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Papa 提供 完全独立 他是包括错觉能量在内的众生及万物的主人，他有他的形象、品质和特征。同样，他的命令执行官 Vaishnava 们也都具有几乎与他一样的十分美丽的外貌和身体特征，以及超然的品质和超然的本性。他们总是自由自在地在去到这个世界中的各个地方。I continue with purport.
Yes, please.
要旨。 阎罗王在描述至尊的控制者至尊人格守神，但阎罗王的命令执行官们很急切地想了解那些在他们逮捕阿伽米勒时打败了他们的维什努的命令执行官。为此，阎罗王说明维什努的命令执行官们都有与至尊人格守神相似的身体特征、超然品质和本性。换句话说，维什努的命令执行官 Vaishnava 们都几乎与至尊主一样有资格。 维什努的命令执行官所具有的力量，并不比主维什努本人小。既然主维什努在阎罗王之上，维什努的命令执行官自然也在阎罗王的命令执行官之上了。所以，受维什努命令执行官保护的人，阎罗王的命令执行官是不能碰的。要旨结束。 End of report.
Thank you. Om Aganata Mirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmain Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shri Mati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desha Charane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Srivasani Gaur Bhaktivinoda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Bevacha, Petitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah. May all living beings be happy. May all living beings be free of suffering. And may all living beings awaken from their dream of separation from Krishna. And surrender unto Him. So this verse, Yamaraj is clarifying any confusion that the Yamadutas had.
在今天所说到的这个时节中，阎罗王就是在澄清，在明确地表达清楚 亚玛都他们所抱有的任何一种困惑。
And he's also describing who are the Vishnu Devas.
并且他也描述到了究竟Vishnu他们是什么样的人。
So really, in this one verse, he's answering both of their questions.
因此就在这一个世界中，阎罗王就回答了这两个问题。
First question, who is the ultimate authority? Second question, who are the Vishnu Dutas?
第一个问题就是谁是至尊的权威，第二个问题就是Vishnu他们是谁。
So he's saying there's one Supreme Personality of Godhead who is independent.
他就说到有一位 至尊人格守神，他是完全的独立。
Yeah, so everyone is dependent upon him. No one else is independent.
而所有其他的一切生物都依赖于他，没有任何生命是独立存在的。
Yeah, not even Yamaraj.
即便是阎罗王本人，也是必须依赖于至尊主而存在。
So I've mentioned this word before in many core classes that describe that it's a name of Krishna that explains how he's independent.
我在之前的课堂上都提到过有一个词，这个词就表明了描述了Krishna的独立性。
So another name for Krishna is Swatantra.
Krishna的另一个名字就叫Swatantra.
He's the only independent person.
这个词的意思就是Krishna是唯一独立的人。
So Yamaraj says very clearly he's the master of everyone and everything.
因此阎罗王在这里就很清楚地说明至尊人格守身是所有人所有万物的主人。
Even the illusory energy.
即便是错觉能量，幻觉能量。
Yeah, Maya cannot act independent of Krishna. She's simply executing his order.
Maya 是无法独立于 Krishna 存在的， 而 Maya 必须要去执行 Krishna 的命令。
He also mentions how God is not impersonal.
并且阎罗王还提到神是非人格的。 God is also personal. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, well, he's not impersonal. He is personal.
所以说阎罗王在这里提到， 神是有人格的存在的。
That means he is sentient.
这就是表示他是有觉知的这样一个生灵的存在。
He has a form and qualities and features.
神有神的形象、品质和特征。
So that's one thing.
这是一点。
And then next, he's describing the Vishnu Dutas.
第二点，他就描述到了Vishnu Duta。
And he's saying that the Vishnu Dutas, they're also persons.
他说到Vishnu Duta们也是人。
And their form is almost exactly like God's.
而他们的形体几乎就像是神本人一样。
They have eternal bliss.
极乐的特征。
And they're almost as powerful as the Lord himself.
并且威神的主他们跟神几乎一样的那么强大。
They have,
他们几乎也具有同等程度的独立性。
And that they actually wander around in the material world as they please.
并且他们是自由自在如其所愿的在整个世界中四处漫游。
Well, the way we can understand this is, you know, a father has two sons.
我们可以这样的方式来理解这一点。一个父亲有两个儿子。
One son is a disobedient rascal.
一个儿子呢是非常不听话的一个很叛逆的一个孩子。
So the father is very careful to strictly control him and set boundaries, you know, has a curfew, you have to be in at 8 o'clock.
因此父亲的话就必须要非常小心的来控制这个孩子，来教育他，然后晚上八点钟之前必须回家等等。
The other son is 100% obedient to the father.
而另一个儿子呢，则是100%的顺从于自己的父亲。
The son is so obedient to the father that he almost does whatever the father wants without even asking. He knows what the father wants and he just does it.
而这个儿子是如此的顺从于父亲，以至于他父亲都不需要开口，他就明白。自己的父亲想要什么，然后他就会去做。
So the father completely trusts that son and just allows the son to do whatever he wants.
因此父亲完全信任这个儿子，就给予儿子所有的自由去做任何他想做的事情。
So Yamaraj is saying the Vaishnavas, the Vishnu Dutas, the devotees of the Lord, they're empowered by the Lord.
因此阎罗王在这个世界中就说到 Vaishnava 们 Vishnu Duta 们也就是神的奉献者们是被神赋予了力量
And because they're as powerful as the Lord in the material world they also have this authority
They have authority in the material world
Yeah
而由于神的奉献者们和神几乎具有同等的力量，因此在物质世界中，他们神的奉献者就具有非常高的权威性。
Yeah, so they have the authority to bless.
他们就有力量、有权威来赐福于物质世界中的灵魂。
And so just as Vishnu has authority over Yamaraj, the Vishnu Dutas have authority over the Yama Dutas.
正如 Vishnu 的权威是高于阎罗王的，因此 Vishnu Duta 们的权威是高于阎罗王的命令执行官们。
Yeah, so those who are protected by the Vishnu Dutas, they never see the Yama Dutas at the time of death.
因此那些受到 Vishnu Duta 们保护的人永远不会在死亡之际得以见到阎罗王的命令执行官们。
So that's very definitive. No doubt about it.
而这些回答阎罗王的这些回答是非常明确确定的没有任何的这种疑惑或者是怀疑在其中。
So they're bhakti comes into the material world by way of devotees.
我奉献者而进入到物质世界的。
Chakravarti, he describes in the Madhurya Kandambini that bhakti comes into the material world through the devotees.
我们在之前的课堂中也讲到，Vishwana Chakravarti， 他在 Madhurya Kadambi 里就是好像叫甘露的云海，云岸，甘露的云岸当中一书就说到 ，Bhakti 真的是通过奉献者这样的渠道而进入到物质世界的。
So Bhakti is part of the spiritual dimension. It's not part of the material dimension.
Bhakti 是灵性维度的一部分，而并不属于这个物质世界的维度的一部分。
So that means Bhakti doesn't have a material cause.
这就表明 Bhakti 并没有任何物质上的起因。
That means there's nothing material we can do to achieve Bhakti.
这就表明，这就意味着我们不可能在物质层面上做到任何事情来得以得到 Bhakti。
Yeah, there's no good works or austerity. There's nothing you can perform in material consciousness that will give you Bhakti.
因此不是说一个人去进行好的工作，或者是去进行苦行就能够获得 Bhakti 的。任何是基于物质层面的知觉或者意识来进行的活动都是不可能给予一个人 Bhakti 的。
Right, so just like if you're dreaming, there's nothing you can do in your dream to awaken from the dream.
这就像是当你在做梦的时候，在梦里面的时候，你是不可能做到任何事情来让自己从梦中醒过来的。
Yeah, so the souls in this world are sleeping, imagining that they exist independent of God.
因此，同样的，这个世界上的个体灵魂也是在做梦，也是在想象着，在梦里想象着自己是独立于神而单独存在的。
Yeah, so they can't awaken on their own.
因此，他们是不可能靠他们自己的力量得以苏醒过来。
So the devotees are awake and they come into the material world and then they can awaken those who are sleeping. And that's by, they're given this power by God.
因此奉献者们，当然他们就是苏醒的，他们来到这个物质世界去唤醒那些在沉睡中在做梦者的个体灵魂，因为他们被神赋予了力量，能够去这样做。
Yeah, Lord Chaitanya, he said as much. He said, Maya Mugda.Jivaranahi Krishnagan, Jivarib Kipayaka, the Krishna Veda Puran. He says that the conditioned souls, they can't awaken on their own.
就 Chaitanya 曾经说过这样的一段话，受到物质世界制约的个体灵魂是不可能靠自己就能够醒过来的。
So there are many, you know, verses in the Vedas that describe, how the devotees are almost more powerful than the Lord in this respect.
You mean in many verses in Vedas, right?
Yeah.
The
sacred literature.
因此在韦达经，在这个经典当中有许多诗节都描述到，主的奉献者是怎样就几乎是像主一样的有那么强大的力量，那么厉害的。
And there are many verses where Krishna explains how much he values his devotees and how much he trusts them.
并且也有许多诗节是描述到 Krishna 是多么的去珍视他的奉献者，他是多么的去信任他的奉献者。
So in the Adi Purana, there's a famous verse.
在阿迪普拉纳这本往事书当中有一个很出名的诗节。
Name Bhakta Janaparta, Name Bhaktas Chatajana, Mad Bhaktanam Chaye Bhaktas, Teme Bhakta Tata Tamatmana, Tamatmata. There's lots of Bhaktas in that verse.
在这个世界中出现了很多 Bhakta 这个字眼。
So Krishna speaking to Arjuna.
Krishna 在这个世界中就对 Arjuna 说道。
He says that those who say devotees.
他说到那些声称是我的奉献者的奉献者，那些声称是我的奉献者的人，并不是我的奉献者。
But those who are devotees of my devotees are actually my devotees.
而那些是我的奉献者的奉献者们，在服务着我的奉献者的那些人，就是我的奉献者。
Lord Shiva also explains to his wife Parvati how worship of a devotee is more powerful than worship of the Lord directly.
并且主希瓦也曾经向他的妻子 Parvati 解释到，去崇拜主的奉献者可以说是比去直接崇拜主本人要来得更加厉害，更加有力量的多。
And this is a famous verse from the Padma Purana.
接下来的这个世界是来自于 Padma Purana 莲花往事书中的一个很出名的世界。
Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param Tasmat Partaram Devi Tadiyanam Samacharam. So Lord Shiva, he told his wife Devi.
因此这个世界就是主希瓦在跟他的妻子 Devi 说道。
It's mentioned in the Vedas that one should worship the demigods.
在维达经中记载到，人应该去崇拜半神人。
But there's a higher worship.
但是还有比崇拜半神人更高的崇拜。
It's much higher to worship Lord Vishnu.
崇拜主 Vishnu 是要比崇拜半神人高得多的崇拜。
But he says there is a worship that is even above Lord Vishnu.
但他继续说道，但是还有比崇拜主 Vishnu 更崇高的崇拜呢。
Worship of Lord Vishnu's devotees, the Vaishnavas.
那就是去崇拜主 Vishnu 的奉献者们 ,Vaishnava 们。
So that's called worshipping those or things that are in relationship to Lord Vishnu is higher.
因此这就被称为去崇拜与主 Vishnu 相关联的那些人和物，就崇拜他们比崇拜主 Vishnu 本人要更加有力量。
So things that are in relationship to Vishnu, like his devotees, they're called Tadiyanam.
Tadiyanam.那么那些与主 Vishnu 相关联的人，也就是他的奉献者们，被称为 Tadiyana。
Yeah, because, you know, worship of the Lord is not about law, it's about love.
因为对于神的崇拜并不是说，并不是说这本身是一个规则，一个法律必须得去做，但是却是出于爱去崇拜神的。
Right, and you've heard this example given many times.
大家应该很多次都听到这个同样的一个例子了。
Right, if you're walking down the street and you see someone, you don't know them, but they're walking a dog, and if you approach their dog lovingly, then the person is very pleased.
那这个例子就是，如果你走在大街上，然后迎面走来一个陌生人，而你想要跟这个陌生人打招呼，那么他刚好手上身边有牵着一只狗狗，那如果你带着爱心的去靠近他的狗狗，那么对方就会很有可能也是很热心的、很开心的来回应你。
Right, same with young children. You see a father or a mother with a young child. If it's socially acceptable to smile at that child, and as soon as you do that.Acknowledge their child, their heart opens up, and they're happy.
那同样的，就是如果你要是遇到一位父母亲，然后和他们的小孩子走在一起，然后那么你完全可以去朝着这个小孩子微笑一下，然后去和他打招呼，承认他的存在。那么以这样的方式，这个小孩的父母以及孩子本人，他们的心都会向你敞开。
Right, if you just go up to someone on the street.
如果你只是走到大街上，随便找一个陌生人打招呼的话。
And say hello to them, they might just ignore you because they're afraid.
而如果你随便找一个人就跟他打招呼，很有可能这个人完全就不理你，因为他们会害怕。
But if you approach someone's dog or you approach their their child or their baby, they immediately their heart opens and they're approachable.
但是如果你是以通过靠近接近他们的狗狗和孩子的方式向你敞开。
Why is that?
为什么会是这样呢？
Because they love their dog, they love their baby. More than they love their self, even.
因为他们很爱他们的狗狗和他们的孩子，就甚至爱的比他们爱自己还更多。
So in this way,devotees are empowered to bless people with bhakti or faith in God.
因此以这样的方式奉献者就被神赋予了力量能得以去以 bhakti 来赐福于物质世界中的个体灵魂，也就是把对神的信心赐予给其他人。
Therefore, the three substances of devotees are very powerful at awakening bhakti.
Three substances of devotees?
Mm-hmm.
因此奉献者也具有三项实质，是很强大的实质，能够帮助人们去唤醒他们的 bhakti.
Right, the dust from their feet.
第一个就是足上的尘土
，the water that's washed their feet，
以及清洗了他们的莲花足的水
，and their mahaprasadam，
然后就是他们的 mahaprasadam。
So Prahlad Maharaj, when he was advising his father, he told his father, "You really need the dust of the feet of Vaishnavas."
帕拉的马哈拉奇曾经当他向他的父亲提出建议的时候，他就说道，父亲您真的需要去得到奉献者们的莲花足上的尘土。
He said, Naisamatis Tavad Arukamangrim Sprisat Yatartam Pagamonyaratra Mihya Sampada Rajobishekam Niskinchananam Navirita Yavat。So he says, unless you get the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava and smear it all over your body, you can't become free.
因此Pananda Maharaj 在这个梵文世界中就说到，除非你能去得到奉献者莲花足上的尘土，并且把这些尘土涂满你的整个身体，否则的话你是不可能能够得以从物质的污染中解脱出来的。
Unless you get the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, you actually cannot develop attachment to the Lord's lotus feet.
除非你能得到 Vaishnava 们莲花足上的尘土，否则你是无法发展出对于主的莲花足的依附的。
So he says, only one who has been blessed by a Vaishnava can actually take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord and become free of material contamination.
因此他就说到，只有一个得到了 Vaishnava 祝福的人，才能得以去脱避于主的莲花足，并且得以从物质的污染中解脱出来。
Yeah, so by the influence of Maya, we're in ignorance dreaming, and we've forgotten the Lord.
由于 Maya 的影响，我们就一直在这个梦境之中。
Yeah, so without the Lord's mercy, we can't overcome this Maya because He's directing it.
Because Krishna is directing Maya.
Yeah.
因此如果没有至尊主的仁慈，我们是无法战胜 Maya 这个错在指挥着Maya.
Right, so Maya is more powerful than we are because she's a servant of the Lord.
而 Maya 比我们更强大，因为她是主的仆人。
Krishna explains this in chapter 7, verse 14 of Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》的第七章第十节就解释到了这一点。
So let's have a look at that famous verse.
我们来一起看一看这个很出名的诗节。
Daivyesha gunamayi mama maya dharatyaya mame vijay prapajyante mayam etan tarantite. This divine energy of mine, that means maya energy, consisting of the three modes of material nature is difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it.
7.14, 我的神圣能量也就是 Maya 由三种物质自然形态组成，难以克服，但臣服于我的人却能轻易跨越。
Yeah, so unless we surrender to Krishna, we can't actually become free of this Maya.
因此除非我们能够主动臣服于主 Krishna, 否则我们是不可能能够从 Maya 的能量当中解脱出来的。
But Prahlada is saying, unless you receive the mercy of a Vaishnava, you won't be interested in surrendering to the lotus feet of the Lord. Without the mercy of the Vaishnavas, we can't actually begin the process of surrender.
因此如果没有 Vaishnava 们的仁慈，我们甚至都无法开始去臣服，开始这个臣服的过程。
Yeah, we won't even, you know, it'll never cross our mind. We'd never be inclined.
我们甚至都无法超越自己的心意，甚至都不会有这种想要去臣服的倾向。
So in this way, the devotees of the Lord are more powerful than the Lord.
因此，以这样的方式来比主本人，you mean, Sri Guru Maharaj, devotees are more powerful than the Lord?
Yeah, in this way, because they have you could say the devotees have the key that allows the conditioned soul to awaken and approach the Lord.
Awaken, approach the Lord. 因此以这样的方式，主的奉献者就比主本人还要更强大，因为主的奉献者们有这样的一把钥匙，能够允许受物质世界制约的个体灵魂得以觉醒，得以去靠近至尊主。
Yeah, so all of us are here in Krishna consciousness because of a devotee.
而我们大家齐聚在这里，在一起修习 Krishna 知觉，那都是由于有一位奉献者的原因，我们才能得以这样来去做。
Yeah, we have clear understanding we're part of God and that we're not God.
我们也有非常清晰的知识，我们非常清楚的明白自己是作为永恒的灵魂的存在，自己是神的一部分，自己并不是神本人。
And we have the inclination now to surrender to the Lord and to depend fully upon Him.
能够想要去真正臣服于主，想要去完完全全的依赖于主。
And to chant his holy name with a heart of gratitude.
并且以充满着感恩的心来念诵他的圣名。
Yeah, so this is nothing we did ourselves.
而这并不是我们靠自己所成就的事物。
Yeah, we have been gifted devotion to the Lord.
我们是被赠予了对于主的奉爱。
And we've been shown the way that we can actually please the Lord. We can actually engage in devotional service.
并且我们也被展示了各种方式，能够去运用这些方式来从事，来进行奉爱服务，来得以去取悦神。
So this is all coming to us by the Lord's devotees.
而这一切都是通过主的奉献者来临的。
To those who are very fortunate.
来临到那些非常幸运的个体灵魂身边。
Yeah, even have the opportunity, of course, to get the opportunity is a great fortune.
当然能够去得到这样的机会都是非常伟大的财富，非常伟大的运气了。
Right.Brahmanda Bravete, Konya Bhagyavanji. We're traveling all over the material world in so many different bodies.
我们以各种各样不同的身体在整个物质世界里漫游。
Then by good fortune, we contact a pure devotee, pure devotional service.
由于真正的好运，我们得以遇见纯粹的奉献者，遇见奉爱服务。
Yeah, so to contact it is very fortunate, but we also require fortune, good fortune to even appreciate that we got good fortune.
we even require good fortune to appreciate that we have good fortune. 因此能够遇到纯粹的奉献者，遇到纯粹的奉献服务，这都是好运。但是的话，我们同时还需要有好运，才能够得以去欣赏，得以去感恩我们自己，竟然能够得以遇到纯粹的 bhakti。
Yeah, so we have this good fortune to engage directly in the Lord's devotional service.
因此我们有这样的好运，能够直接去从事对于主的奉爱服务。
Right, so personal service to the Lord doesn't give that opportunity very easily.
因此对于主的个人服务，主是不会轻易的把这样的服务随便就给予别人的。
Yeah, we can get material benedictions pretty easily.
我们倒是可以很容易的得到物质上的祝福。
Or we can even get liberation and Brahman realization. Pretty easily.
或者我们甚至可以很容易的就得到解脱，得到Brahman， 得到这种梵的觉悟。
But personal service to the Lord, you know, to enter into His family and become a trusted member, that's not so easy.
但是的话，对于主的个人服务，那也就是去进入到主的家庭，去能够真正成为主信任的一个。信任的一个人，那么这并不是很容易的事情。
So, this makes me think of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
这就让我想起了 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Even though he was a householder, he was a leading, you know, guru of all the impersonalists in India.
Impersonalist. 虽然说 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 是一位居士。但是的话，他却是当时印度所有的非人格主义者 Mayavadi 们的领导。
He was one of the greatest scholars and you know very knowledgeable of the Vedas.
他当时是可以说是最伟大的学者之一，是真的是知识渊博。
Yeah, so when Lord Chaitanya first arrived at Jagannath Puri and fell unconscious in the Jagannath temple.Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was there.
因此当主查塔尼亚第一次到达加格纳的普瑞，然后在加格纳特的庙里，然后见到神像的时候，就突然晕厥过去，然后失去了知觉。然后而 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 那个时候就在现场。
Yeah, when Lord Chaitanya saw Lord Jagannath, he fell unconscious, and nobody knew who this young sannyasi was. So the guards came over, and they were going to beat him.
因此当主柴塔尼亚第一次见到主加格纳特的神像的时候，他就完全就晕倒过去了，而没有人知道认识这个年轻的萨尼亚西是谁，然后当时的那个门卫然后都想走过来就是打这个晕过去的这个主柴塔尼亚。
Yeah, the guards were thinking, you know, here's this homeless person misbehaving in the temple.
而当时的那些士兵守卫就在想，这个人完全就是一个那个流浪汉嘛，无家可归的人，然后所以说在这里行为不端，就要把他给驱逐出去。
Yeah, appearing like he's asleep in the temple.
看起来就像他在庙里睡着了一样。
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, because he was so advanced, he understood that actually Mahaprabhu was experiencing ecstatic trance.
而在场的 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, 由于他是如此的进步，因此的话他明白面前的这个年轻的 Sannyasi, 然后主马哈帕布，他实际上是在体验着一种超然的一种境界。
So he had the guards carry Lord Chaitanya to the house of his brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law. 因此的话 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 就吩咐那些门卫把主菜他俩给背到这个他的就是他的姐姐的丈夫的家里面。
And in this way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya arranged for the Lord to be taken care of.
那么以这样的方式 ,Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 就安排好了如何去照顾好主 Chaitanya。
And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was thinking, this is a very young sannyasi, he doesn't really know anything, I have to train him up.
而当时 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 就想，这就是一个很年轻的一个 sannyasi 嘛，他什么都不懂，所以说我必须得去训练他，培训他。
So he began to instruct the Lord in Vedanta Sutra.
于是他就开始用 Vedanta Sutra 来教育，来培训主 Chaitanya。
And Lord Chaitanya patiently listened to him for 7 days.
而主柴坦尼亚然后也是非常有耐心的用7天的时间来聆听 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 的教导。
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was wondering why the Lord hadn't asked any questions.
而在这7天当中 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 就很好奇，就在想为什么这个年轻人一个问题都没有提出来。
So you must not have understood me, or you must not understand Vedanta.
Must not, 然后他就想，既然这个人连一个问题都没有提出来，就表明他真的完全没听懂我在说什么，完全不懂这个维丹塔苏特拉到底是怎么一回事。
He said, I understand Vedanta.
而主柴坦尼亚就说到，我明白，我懂得维丹塔苏特拉呀。
But your explanation doesn't explain Vedanta, it just distorts the meaning.
但是你对维丹塔苏特拉的解读解释却完全是扭曲了这个经典本身的意义含义。
So then the Lord explained Vedanta to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and all of his Maya was destroyed and he realized that Lord Chaitanya was actually Krishna, God.
然后主柴坦尼亚就向 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 阐释了 Vedanta Sutra, 那么以这样的方式就完全使得 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 从 Maya 的错觉能量当中苏醒了过来，使得他能够真正的去看到，去明白主柴坦尼亚就是神本人。
So in this way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became a Vaishnav and a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, even though he was the greatest impersonalist in India.
这样 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 就成为了一名 Vaishnava, 成为了主的奉献者，尽管他当时是整个印度最出名、最杰出的非人格主义者。
So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was very good at writing poetry and composing verses.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 非常擅长于作诗，非常擅长于去创造出写出诗节。
So one day he wrote down a verse that expressed his realization of Lord Chaitanya and his gratitude to Lord Chaitanya.
有一天他就写下了这样一个诗节，来表达出他对主柴坦尼亚的 感激之情，来表达出他对于主采坦尼亚的觉悟和理解。
He wrote it on a palm leaf. That's how they used to write in those days.
他当时就把这个细节写在了那个椰子树的树叶上，因为当初的人们没有纸，然后因此都是写在这个大片树叶上的。
Yeah, and different devotees were looking at it and reading it.
然后不同的奉献者们就阅读了这个树叶上的这个诗节。
And Jagadananda Pandit, a very intimate devotee of Lord Chaitanya, grabbed that palm leaf and he wanted to show Lord Chaitanya.
Sorry, Gumaraji, what's his name?
Jagadananda.
Jagadananda, 然后而当时就有主财探量的一位非常亲密的奉献者叫 Jagadananda Pandit 这样一位学者就拿着这个树叶想要去向主财探量展示。
So as Jagadananda was bringing the leaf to Lord Chaitanya, another devotee grabbed it out of his hand.
然后就当加格纳南达这个奉献者拿着这个树叶就要去找柴坦尼亚的时候，然后另一个奉献者又跑过来把他手中的这片叶子给抢了。
And he wrote down this verse on the wall outside of his room.
And so this devotee grabbed the palm leaf and then wrote down a verse on the wall.
Yeah, he wrote what was written on the palm leaf. He memorized it and then he wrote it on the wall so everyone could see it.
然后这个抢过了这片树叶的这个奉献者呢，就记住了这个叶子上所写的诗节，然后把这个诗节又写在这个他的那个墙的上面，这样就是大家都可以看得到。
Yeah, this is Mukunda Datta.
而这位奉献者的名字叫 Mukunda Datta.
Very famous for Kirtan, very famous Kirtan leader.
他是一位非常出名的Kirtan 的这个领唱者。
So then,Jagannanda Pandit, he got the palm leaf back, and then he brought it to Lord Chaitanya.
然后 Jagannanda Pandit 这位奉献者，他又把这片叶子给要了回来，然后就拿着去找主柴坦尼亚了。
And then Lord Chaitanya, he read the verse.
然后主柴坦尼亚就读了树叶上的诗节。
And he immediately tore up the palm leaf.
然后他立刻就把那片树叶给撕碎了。
However, all the devotees, all they had to do was go read the verse on the wall.
但是的话呢，所有其他的奉献者，他们要做的就是去读那个墙上所写下的那个诗节。
And all of these devotees, it said that they memorized this verse and placed it within their heart.
而这些奉献者们都说自己记住了这个世界，然后把整个世界都铭记在心。
So do you want to hear the verse?
就大家想听一听这个世界吗？
It's a very famous verse.
这是一个非常出名的世界。
So we find this in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's in the sixth chapter.
然后我们可以在永恒的柴塔尼亚经的玛利亚利拉中篇的第六章能够读到这个世界。
Yeah, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shiksha Artam Eka Purusha Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhari Kripambudhar Yastvam Aham Prapadye. So this verse is written originally by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
因此这个诗节最初是由 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 所著。
And it's glorifying Lord Chaitanya as the personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna.
这个诗节在荣耀着主 Chaitanya 作为至尊人格首身 Shri Krishna 的存在。
Of course, Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of a devotee, so he didn't like it.
当然由于主 Chaitanya 他是作为奉献者的心态而化身的而出现的，因此的话他并不喜欢这个世界。
That's why he tore it up.
这就是为什么他把那个树叶给撕碎了的原因。
But of course, inwardly, Lord Chaitanya was very pleased.
当然的话呢，在主 Chaitanya 的内心，他是很被取悦、很甜美的。
So the verse says, "Let me take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna."
嗯，这个诗节就写到，让我去托庇于至尊人格首身 Sri Krishna 的莲花足吧。
And he has appeared in the form of Lord Chaitanya.
他以主 Chaitanya 马哈帕布的形体，出现在这个世界上。
And he's come to teach us three things.
而他的到来是为了教导我们三件事。
Real knowledge.
真正的知识。
That means, you know, to understand the self and the super self.
那这个真正的知识指的就是去明白什么是自我以及什么是超灵。
And he's come to teach detachment from whatever does not foster Krishna consciousness.
Whatever is not foster Krishna consciousness.
Whatever is not favorable to serving Krishna, he's taught us to become detached from that.
然后而主 Chaitanya 所来临来主 Chaitanya 的出现来教导我们的第二个事情，那就是一种叫做不执着，一种叫做超然，也就是说，任何不利于对于 Krishna 的奉爱服务的事物，我们都要对其发展出一种气绝，一种不执着的态度。
Yeah, so he's come to teach knowledge.
所以说他的来临就是为了教导我们，第一个就是知识
，and detachment.
然后就是第二个就是不执着
，and one more thing.
然后第三个
Nija Bhakti Yoga.
Nija Bhakti Yoga.
Yeah, so Nija means personal.
Nija 的意思就是指个人的
Personal service to Krishna.
也就是对于 Krishna 的个人的服务。
Yeah, so that's very rare.
而这是非常稀有的。
And that comes through Lord Chaitanya, through his devotees.
而这是通过主 Chaitanya, 通过主 Chaitanya 的奉献者才能来临的。
So, also the end of the verse, Sarvabhauma, he says that I surrender, to Lord Chaitanya because he's an ocean of mercy.
Ocean of mercy. 然后在这个诗节的结尾部分 ,Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 就写到我向主柴塔尼亚臣服，因为他就是仁慈的海洋。
So it's you know, historically speaking, this is quite amazing that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the greatest, you know, most hardcore impersonalist, surrenders to Lord Chaitanya and becomes, you know, a simple devotee.
So become a simple devotee. 那么从历史的这个角度来说的话呢，这个诗节的著作可以说是真正令人感到非常惊奇的，因为 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 这样一个伟大的，可以说是非常硬核的这样一个非人格主义者，竟然最终向 Krishna 臣服，向主 Chaitanya 臣服，然后就选择成为一个简简单单的一个奉献者。
Now, actually, before Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, he actually got the mercy of a devotee.
实际上就是在 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 成为主 Chaitanya 的奉献者之前，他就已经得到了一位奉献者的仁慈了。
Because his brother-in-law, Gopinathacharya, was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya.
Gopinath Acharya, that's his name. 由于他的就是他姐姐的丈夫，这个应该称呼什么？就他姐姐的丈夫就是主 Chaitanya 的一位伟大的奉献者，叫做 Gopinath Acharya.
Yeah, so Gopinath Acharya, he tried to preach to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, but Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya wasn't interested.
Gopinath Acharya 曾经就试图向 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 传教，但是的话呢，后者却对此并不感兴趣。
No, this is called the Gyata Sukriti.
这就被称为 Agyata Sukriti.
You have an association with a devotee, but you don't know it and you can't appreciate it.
Agyata Sukriti 的意思就是说你和奉献者有联谊，你接触到了奉献者，但是你并不知道你接触到了一位奉献者，然后你也因此并不会去欣赏或者感激对方所做的事情。
But just by association, you get blessed.
但是仅仅是通过与奉献者之间的联谊接触，你就得到了祝福。
You get some contact with bhakti.
你就以这样的方式和 bhakti 建立上了一点点的连接。
That's why it's called causeless mercy.
因此这就被称为叫做无缘的仁慈。
It's nothing you did to deserve it.
也就是说并不是你做了什么事情得以让你能够去得到和奉献者之间的这种接触。
So once it begins, it keeps going.
而一旦当你得到了奉献者的联谊，接触上了奉献者，一旦他开始了，然后他就会一直持续下去了。
That's the nature of bhakti.
这就是 bhakti 的本质。
Yeah, it doesn't have material cause.
Bhakti 并没有物质上的起因。
And once it begins, it can't be stopped.
并且一旦 bhakti 开始了，它就不可能再停止了。
So in this way, Yamaraj is explained to the Yamadutas that the Vishnudutas are actually just as powerful as Lord Vishnu himself. And they even look like him.
那么以这样的方式，阎罗王就在向 Yamaduta 们解释到 Vishnuduta 们几乎和 Vishnu 本人一样的强大，并且他们长得都非常像。
So because Ajamiho was protected by the Vishnu Dutas, therefore the Yama Dutas could not arrest him.
而由于阿加米勒得到了 Vishnu Duta 们的保护，因此Yama Duta 们就无法把他带到地狱星球。
Okay, I'll stop speaking here and we'll answer questions from last week.
好，现在正课讲完了，我们就一起来回答一下上个星期剩下的问题。我来看看上个星期回答到哪里了。OK, 上个星期回答到的这个接下来的问题是由静静的时光这位玛达吉所问的问题。感恩咕噜精彩细致的讲课。顶拜咕噜，请问我们目前有十来位朋友一起每天静坐，我想问一下是否有一种说法，集体在同一时间但不是一个场地静坐，能量与感受会更好呢？谢谢。First question from last week, one Mataji is asking, offering her obeisances unto you. She's asking that this every day that a bunch of them usually a dozen of friends all together sit down, do the silent sitting as what you have taught. And she's wondering that if a bunch of people sit together at the same time, not together because now it's all quarantined. So it's not in the same spot, but at the same time, everyone sitting together silently. So will that give them better experience of the silent sitting?
It depends on what you mean by better experience.
所以说这就取决于你所说到的这种体验会更好，究竟是什么意思？也就是说你说到这个能量与感受会更好。So she actually says that will the energy be better and will the feeling be better? I just translated into better experience. So.
Yeah, well, that's usually a lot of times we're doing, silent sitting or even our japa with the expectation that we're going to get something.
因为很多时候当我们在做静坐练习或者是我们在做这个曼陀罗念诵的时候 Japa 的时候都会带着一种期望，期望着就是我静坐或者是我念诵能够带给我很好的体验。
And we're hoping it will be like this, it will be like that.
我们就抱着一种期望，觉得哎，这种体验应该是这样的，或者是应该是那样的。
So then we're not present, we're in our mind anticipating the future.
因此当我们抱着这种期望的时候，我们就并没有临在，而是活在心意里去期望着未来。
And then that prevents us from being present and experiencing our true self or our, you know, our true presence.
因此当抱着这种期望活在心意当中的时候，这就会阻碍了我们临在，然后阻碍了我们去体验到真正的自我。
So when we're sitting present or when we're chanting japa, the objective should be to just watch.
因此当我们在练习静坐或者是在进行japa念诵的时候，我们的目标应该是就是去观察。
When you watch your mind, watch your thoughts, watch your body, that creates some space.
当你去观察你的心意，观察你的念头，观察你的身体的时候，此时就创造出了一些空间。
The consciousness disengages from its identification with the mind and the body.
此时你的知觉就不再去认同于心意和身体了。
Then you can become conscious that you're conscious.
你就能去觉知到你是有知觉的。
Begin to discover your true self.
由此得以发现你的真正的自我。
But that means you cannot have an ego agenda to experience something great.
而这就意味着你不可能抱有这种假我的一种假我的这样一种一种期望，一种愿望，想着我通过静坐或者通过念诵 Japa 然后能够体验到某种更棒的感觉。
So the purpose of sitting in silence is just to give yourself the opportunity to see you're not the mind and the body.
因此静坐的目的就是给予你一个机会，得以使得你看到你并不是你的心意，并不是你的身体。
You allow thoughts, you allow sensations, but you don't get involved in them. You just keep going back to the present.
你允许念头的出现，允许身体的各种感觉的存在，但是的话，你却并不会被卷入到这些念头，卷入到这些身体的感觉之中。
The same with japa.
同样的，我们在进行japa念诵也是如此。
The ego wants to experience bliss and transcendental ecstasy.
假如我想要通过念诵来体验到极乐，体验到这种超然的狂喜。
So we're actually chanting the holy name not to please ourselves, but to please Krishna.
而实际上，我们念诵曼陀罗并不是为了取悦自己，而是为了取悦 Krishna。
We're chanting japa to please our guru and Krishna because they want us to do that, and we promise we would.
我们念诵 japa 是为了取悦 guru, 取悦 Krishna, 因为 guru 和 Krishna 想要让我们去进行 japa 念诵。They want us to chant the japa. What's the last sentence?
They asked us to chant japa, and we promised that we would.
由于是因为 Guru 和 Krishna 让我们去念诵 Japa, 并且我们也承诺了要每天念诵 Japa.
Yeah, so when we chant Japa, they're pleased. That's why we do it.
因此当我们念诵的时候就取悦了 Guru 和 Krishna, 这就是为什么我们要念诵 Japa 的原因。
We may enjoy it, or we may not.
我们可能会享受 Japa, 也可能一点享受的这种感觉都没有。
So it's our service to Guru and Krishna.
所以说这是我们对 Guru 和 Krishna 进行的服务。
And so, we're just present hearing the name and thanking Krishna for our life and for being present in his name.
being present in name. 因此我们在念诵的时候就是临在，就是去聆听到主的圣灵，并且感谢 Krishna 所赐予给我们的生命，感谢 Krishna 临在于他的圣灵之中。
Right, that's pure bhakti.
这就是纯粹的 bhakti.
Serving Krishna without personal motivation, without expecting anything.
不带任何个人动机的去服务 Krishna, 不期望去得到任何东西的来服务 Krishna.
Of course, when we're present, we see we're not the mind and the body and that we're pure consciousness.
当然当我们临在的时候我们就能看到自己并不是心意并不是身体我们就只是纯粹的知觉存在。
Your consciousness is eternal and complete.
而你的知觉是永恒的完整的。
We already are what we're looking for.
我们已经是我们所寻求的那个我了。
So that's how we should chant.
这就是我们应该念诵的方式和心态。
We see Krishna has already given us pure life, pure consciousness.
我们能够看到 Krishna 本来已经给予了我们纯粹的生命，纯粹的知觉。
And we're just saying thank you. Hare Krishna.
因此我们只是在念诵的时候 Hare Krishna 的时候去向他表达我们的感谢。
Yeah. So, if we do that in a group, even online,
因此如果我们能够在一个团体这样来练习，那么即便是网上大家团体练习，
We have this group intention to be present.
我们有就整个这样一个团体带着这样一种意图想要为圣名或者为圣名而临在。
Yeah, to allow thoughts to come and go.
允许念头出现和消失。
And to sit there, you know, for 10 minutes or half an hour or however you decide.
然后就这样抱着共同的意图然后一起静坐十分钟或者半个小时或者多少时间。
Yeah, so sometimes if you do it in a group, you have a group energy, a group determination.
而有时当你和团体一起来进行这个练习的时候，就会有这样一种团体的能量，就会有这样一个团体的能量。
Right, the group determination.
有这样一种团体的决心。
Yeah, so sometimes when you do things together, it's easier to do.
因此有时和一群人在一起练习的时候就会更容易一些。
So in that sense, you might have a better experience.
因此从这个角度来说，你就会有更好的这种体验了。
Yeah, because sometimes on our own, we don't have that much determination. But if we do it as a group, then we get carried along.
因为如果我们只是完全靠自己来练习静坐或者是练习或者这个练习这个念诵的话可能就会没有太多的这种坚决的决心但是当我们和其他人团体一起在做的时候就会被整个这个团体的这个决心这种能量带着一起了。
Okay, thank you for that question.
好的谢谢你的问题。Next one, 下一个问题是 Sumuki Radha Mataji 问的。感恩 Guru Maharaja 的精彩讲课和甜美的翻译。请问既然觉悟至尊主完全要依靠主的仁慈赐予有些朋友就会问既然无法得到通过知识和个人努力得到那么我们为什么要做 Sadhana 修行呢 ?So Sumuki Mataji here is asking a question, that,Since the realizing the Supreme Lord totally depends on the Lord's mercy, then some friends, devoted friends would ask, so we cannot really achieve the realization of Bhagavan through knowledge and personal effort, then why should we do sadhana at all?
Very good question.
这个问题问得很好。
Yeah, you don't need to, just give it up.
比如说你就不用做萨德纳，干脆放弃得了。开玩笑的。
Well, because devotion and surrender, you know, to the Lord is about love.
Devotion and surrender to the Lord is about love. 因为对于主的臣服的这种奉爱之情都是关乎于爱的。
So once we have the opportunity, then we have to take it. We have to choose it.
一旦我们有机会，我们就要抓住机会，就要去做出选择。
Right, we can't wake up on our own.
因为我们不可能靠自己的力量得以觉醒。
Somebody has to give us a little shove, a little push.
所以说当我们在沉睡的时候，需要有另一个人来推向我们，我们才能醒得过来。
But then we have to decide, well,Do I want to wake up or do I want to stay asleep?
但是当别人推了我们以后，我们这个时候就要自己做决定了，是想起床呢，还是想继续再睡一会儿？
So you know, it's another example. Sometimes it's said that if you get caught in a well, you've fallen down in a well, and you can't get out on your own.
当然还有另外一个例子啦，那就是假如你要是不小心掉到了一口深井水井里面，那你怎么可能靠自己的力量能够从那口井里面爬出来呢？
We can only get out if somebody throws us a rope.
而只有当上面有人给我们扔一根绳子下来，我们才能够靠那根绳子爬出那口井。
But even if they throw us a ropeWe still have to grab onto it.
但是即便是有人给我们扔了一根绳子下来，那也得我们自己做决定，想不想这个抓着这个绳子往上爬，还是说想自己在井里面待一会儿。
So we have a very minute independence where we have to properly use our free will to choose to surrender.
而我们作为个体灵魂只拥有非常微小的独立性，因此我们需要非常恰当的去运用自由意志来做出选择，选择去臣服于 Krishna。
And so we have to moment to moment properly exercise our free will.
因此我们就需要从这一刻到下一刻时时刻刻的来运用自己的自由意志。
Right. If there was no choice but Krishna, then how could there be love?
如果我们都没有选择，凡没有选择的话，那你只能够跟 Krishna 在一起，那这当中哪来什么爱呢？因为你都没有选择，你是被迫的嘛。
Yeah. So we have the illusion, or we have the reality, and we can choose. And we always have to exercise our free will properly.
因此我们的面前既有幻觉，既有玛雅，然后又有这个现实，那就是 Krishna。 那有了这二者的同时存在，我们就必须要做出选择，来恰当的运用自己的自由意志来做出选择。
So we do have to exercise our free will properly, and in that sense there's some effort.
In that sense there's some effort. 因此我们必须要恰当的去运用自己的自由意志，从这个角度来说，就需要我们自己付出努力了。
Yeah, so, you know, we choose to, you know, hear Srimad Bhagavatam on Saturdays. We choose to chant japa. We choose to follow our spiritual master. This takes effort, but at the same time, we're being carried along and enlightened from within the heart by the Lord.
We're being carried along by the Lord's mercy and enlightened by the Lord within our heart, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 因此的话，我们就要做出选择，选择来每天早上聆听博迦瓦坛的早课，选择每天花两个多小时的时间来练诵加帕，然后选择来遵循灵性导师的训谕，而所有的这些选择都是需要我们付出个人的努力的，但同时的话，我们也是被主的仁慈给带着走的，然后主通过他的仁慈在我们的内心当中向我们揭示，给予我们觉悟。
Yeah, so once we know the mercy is there, we still have to choose it, and we have to put ourselves in a position to receive it.
一旦我们知道确实是有仁慈存在的, 那么我们就必须要做出选择来拿到这个仁慈, 也就是说我们必须要把自己摆在一个恰当的位置, 能够得以去获得仁慈。
Right, and so free will is, you know, is critical.
因此自由意志真的是至关重要的。
We can choose to live in the illusion, in our mind, you know, lamenting the past, worrying about the future, or we can live in the reality and awaken by living in the present and serving the Lord.
因此我们可以做出选择，是要让自己活在玛雅，活在幻觉之中，活在心理之中，总是在悲叹着过去，然后幻想着未来，或者我们可以选择现实，选择生命的现实，选择活在当下，然后真正的去体验到当下此刻的生命，体验到真正在当下此刻去服务主。
Yes, only we can choose where we're going to place our attention. No one else can do that for us, not even the Lord.
只有我们自己能够做出选择，要把自己的注意力放在哪里，任何人包括主都是不可能来替我们做出这样的选择的。
So every time we place our attention on the Lord, that's an act of love.
因此每一次当我们把注意力放在主身上的时候， 这就是一种爱的行为。
And it's a choice.
而这是我们可以做出的一种选择。
So that will always be there, that choice.
而这个选择总是在那儿的。
Okay, thank you for your question.
谢谢你的问题。 Okay, next one.
Okay.
我们来看下一个问题，是一位叫赵的这样一位奉献者问的：顶拜咕噜，请问念诵的第三阶段会发生什么？我记得更年期，念诵时身体时时一阵发热，这与圣名有关吗？感恩。 So this Mataji is offering her obeisances unto you, and she's asking what will happen on the third level of chanting, because I'm already in my menopause. So when I do japa chanting, I can feel that the body has the kind of like a fever thing, just very hot, the temperature rising. So is this actually related to the japa chanting or just my physical menopause period? Thank you for your answer.
Wow, yeah, hot flashes.
Ah,
those are called hot flashes.
Oh, hot flashes. Oh, thank you very much. Guru, 教我这个英文这个发热应该是怎么说？
Yeah. Well, you know, it's as far as chanting japa goes, japa is how we train our mind. That's why we do it. Otherwise, we just do kirtan.
就Japa来说，Japa的目的是为了训练，培训我们的心意，训练我们的心意。否则的话，如果不是为了训练心意的话，我们就只用进行kirtan，大家一起唱和跳就可以了。Right,
when you chant Japa, you're not doing anything else. You're just sitting and doing nothing but chanting and hearing.
当我们在进行Japa念诵的时候，我们什么都不做，就是坐在那里，然后念诵，然后聆听而已，什么都没有去做。You
have to be present for the holy name.
这就表明你必须要能够为圣名而临在，就是在圣名念诵的时候，你要真正在那里，能够听得到圣名。And
then we start to see we're not the mind and the body.
然后我们就开始看到自己并不是这个身体，并不是这个心意。
Because we have no control over our thoughts.
因为我们并不能去掌控我们心意当中冒出来的念头。Right?
Do you know what your next thought is going to be?
你能知道下一刻你脑袋里出现的念头会是什么吗?
No.
不可能知道，对吧?
And we have no control over the body either.
并且我们也对于自己的身体毫无掌控。
Everything is being carried on by the modes of nature and the super soul.
身体当中所有的一切都是 跟随着这个物质自然三属性，以及跟随着超灵，然后再发生着的。
Yeah. So we can't control our thoughts, but we can observe them.
因此，我们无法去掌控我们的念头，但是我们可以去观察念头。
And we can't control the sensations of the body, but we can observe them.
同样，我们不可能去掌控身体当中出现的各种感觉，但是我们可以去观察身体当中的感觉。
Yeah. If we resist our thoughts, if we resist the body, then we become identified with it.
而如果我们去抗拒念头，抗拒身体当中的感觉，那此时我们就变得去认同于念头，认同于身体的感觉了。
Yeah, so the point of japa is not to resist the mind and the body, and not to try and figure it out, but just watch it.
因此加帕的目的就是训练我们得以不去抗拒心理，不去抗拒身体中的感觉，并且也不会想要去弄明白，试图弄明白这个念头究竟是怎么一回事儿，身体当中出现的各种感觉究竟是怎么一回事儿。而只是帮助我们得以去观察念头和观察身体中的感觉。
Then consciousness becomes purified of identification with the mind and the body.
此时知觉就不再去认同于身体中的感觉，不再去认同于心意中的念头了。
Then as we become purified of identification with the mind and the body, we can begin to actually hear the holy name.
以这样的方式，我们的知觉就从对身体和心意的认同中进化了出来，此时我们就能真正的开始去听到圣名了。
And then, as we become purified of our material conditioning, the holy name begins to reveal itself.
然后随着我们开始从对物质世界的制约影响中进化了出来，此时圣名就会开始向我们揭示圣名本身了。
That means we have to overcome, especially the tenth offense in chanting.
而这就意味着我们特别要去克服，要去战胜十项冒犯当中的第十项冒犯。
So to maintain the material concept of life that I'm this mind and body.Is the tenth offense.
而第十项冒犯就是在念诵的时候继续维系着对于生命的物质化概念，继续维系着我就是这个身体，我就是这个心意的这些概念。
And to not be present or attentive is part of the tenth offense.
并且在念诵的时候不专注，没有临在。也是冒犯之一。
So when we're chanting, but we're daydreaming about the past or the future, we're committing the tenth offense in both aspects.
当我们念的时候，却是像在做着白日梦一般的想着过去，想着未来。那么这样的一种念诵的话呢，实际上就把第十项冒犯当中的两个方面都给犯下了。
So as long as we're doing that, we're in the second stage of chanting.
因此，只要我们还在这样坐着，那我们就依然处于念诵的第二阶段。
But when our thoughts come and go, and we don't care,
当我们的念头出现了又消失，而我们并不在意这些念头。
And sensations of the body come and go, and we don't care.
身体中的感觉出现了又消失，我们也并不在意身体中的感觉。
We're aware that I'm not the thought, I'm the one who knows the thought.
我们能觉知到我并不是自己的念头，而我是能觉知到念头的这样一个观察者。
And we just peacefully chant and hear the holy name.
而我们只是很平和的念诵，并且聆听到圣名。
Then we start to enter into the third stage of chanting.
然后我们就开始进入念诵的第三个阶段了。
Okay, thank you.
好，谢谢你的问题。我们来看下一个问题，这位叫荣的奉献者 所问的问题。请问 Guru， 您刚才讲的心意和念头，我经常会感受到，有时会受到干扰，产生情绪。为何 Krishna 要让我们制造这些念头和心意呢？另外，在《薄伽梵歌》第二章39小节要旨中说到 Buddhi Yoga， 指的是在 Krishna 知觉中，在极乐和奉爱服务的知识中行事。怎样让自己处在 Krishna 知觉中？怎么知道自己是在 Krishna 知觉，而不是刚才所说的心意念头呢？感谢 Guru 和翻译。Oh, so this devotee is asking you two questions, actually. She or he mentioned that last week, actually just last week, you have talked about the mind and the thoughts.And I very often can feel that sometimes I get disturbed and some emotions, feelings generated. So why does Krishna make us create those thoughts and mind? That's the first question. Why does Krishna do that? And the second question is that in the Bhagavad Gita chapter 2,verse 39, the purport mentions about the Buddhi Yoga. And the Buddhi Yoga refers to that in Krishna consciousness, in the ecstasy, in the bliss, and in devotional service, in the knowledge of devotional service, to engage in things. Then how should I engage myself in Krishna consciousness? This is the second question.How can I know that I'm actually in Krishna consciousness, not in my mind thoughts? Thank you.
So the first question is why do we have materialistic thoughts and emotions?
Yeah, why does Krishna make us create those thoughts and mind?
Okay, so...Okay, so first, the premise of the question that Krishna is doing this to us.
所以当你问到这个问第一个问题，为何 Krishna 要让我们制造出这些念头和心意？那么当你问出这个问题的时候，这个问题的前提条件就是，sorry, the premise is one.
that we're having this mind and the body and these thoughts and emotions because Krishna is doing it to us.
那这个问题，你问出这个问题的前提条件就是我们有拥有这样一个心意，拥有这样一个身体，拥有所有的这些念头和身体的感觉，那都是由于 Krishna 使得我们有了所有的这些东西。
Ultimately, it leads back to the question, you know, why did we fall into the material world?
那归根结底这个问题就可以追溯到我们为什么会最开始堕落到这个物质世界？
That's a mystery.
而这是一个很神秘的，而这个话题本身是很神秘的。
Somehow or other.
反正就是不知怎的，我们就堕落到了这个物质世界。
But once you know, how did you fall asleep and begin to rain?
但你是怎么就是睡着了然后开始做梦的呢？
Yeah, it's a mystery.
对吧，这也是一个很神秘的一个事情，你并不知晓你在什么时候就睡着了，什么时候开始做梦了。
But once you're dreaming, you're dreaming.
但是一旦当你开始做梦的时候，你就在做梦了。
Once you fall into the ocean, you're stuck in the ocean.
一旦当你跌落到海洋之中，你就真的被困在海洋之中了。
Yeah, so somehow or other, we've forgotten our true self and we're identified with the mind and the body.
因此不知怎的，我们就遗忘了真正的自我，于是就认同于这个心意和身体了。
Yeah, and the mind and its thoughts and its conditioning is just like a computer program.
而心意念头，这些我们所受到的物质世界的制约影响，就像是电脑程序一样。
And really, it's working on its own.
可以说真的，这个念头、心意等等，它都是靠他们都是靠他们自身在运作着的。
Just like artificial intelligence.
就像是人工智能一样。
It's just reacting according to how it's been programmed.
就只是根据他们的这种被编程的方式而一一做出反应。
Yeah, the person we think we are is just a computer program in our mind.
我们所认为的自己是怎样的一个人，我们所认为的我是怎样的一个人等等，就只不过是心理当中的一个电脑程序而已。
And we think we're choosing.
而我们认为自己在做出选择。
But it's not really us that's choosing, it's the program self, the false ego.
但是的话呢，却并不是我们真正的自我在做出选择，而是我们的假我，是心里的这些程序在做出选择。
It's like we're the, you know, the consciousness is like the electricity that's running the computer.
而知觉就像是使得电脑得以运作的电一样。
Right, without the electricity, the hardware and the software don't work.
如果没有电的话呢，这个电脑的软件和硬件都是不可能运作的。
At the same time, the electricity has nothing to do with the hardware or the software.
而同时的话，电是和这个电脑的硬件和软件没有任何的关系的。
So why is this happening?
因此为什么这一切就发生了呢？
Well, nothing happens without God's plan, God's will.
这世上没有任何事情的发生是没有在主的意愿、主的允许之下就能发生的。
So, Prabhupada explains, you know, in different ways and at different times that, you know, the experience of the material world is an opportunity for the conditioned soul to awaken and discover devotional service.
Discover devotional service. 怕怕在不同的地方、不同的时间以不同的方式就阐释了同样的一句话。怕怕就曾经说到，在物质世界中的体验实际上就是给予我们机会，使得我们这些受物质世界制约的个体灵魂能够得以觉醒、得以苏醒过来、得以发现对于至尊主的奉爱服务。
So basically, as you perform, you know, bhakti yoga, you start to see that you're not the computer, you're not the software, you're the electricity that's making it run.
那么基本上在你进行着奉爱瑜伽的修习的过程中，你就会逐渐看到你并不是心意当中的那些程序，你并不是各种纷繁的念头，并不是身体中的感觉，而你是使得整个这个程序得以运转的电，也就是知觉。
Then it makes sense.
Why makes sense?
Well, then the whole then you see, well, you know, I've always been okay. I've always been an eternal spirit soul.
然后你就会真正看到，我一直以来都是很 OK， 我一直以来都是很好的，因为我一直以来都是作为永恒的灵魂的存在。
I've always been part of Krishna.
我一直都是 Krishna 的一部分。
He's never left me, and I've never left him.
我从来没有离开过 Krishna， 而 Krishna 也从来没有离开过我。
But under the influence of Maya, I thought I did.
但是的话，在玛雅的错觉能量的影响下，我却曾经以为我跟 Krishna 是相分离的。
So then I turn my face away from Maya and back to Krishna, and that glorifies Krishna.
于是我选择，不再面对玛雅，而是选择去面对 Krishna， 选择去靠近 Krishna。以这样的方式，我就真正的得以去荣耀了主 Krishna。
So as long as you react to the thoughts, as long as you react to what the body's going through, then you think it's you and you stay in a state of dream.
Stay in dream. 因此只要你还在对心意中的念头做出反应，只要你还在对于这个身体中的感觉做出反应，那么这就表明你依然认同于这些念头，认同于这些情绪，认同于身体中的各种感觉。那 这样你就一直是待在梦境之中的。
So yoga means to come to a state of equanimity.
而瑜伽的意思是指我们到达一种平等的状态。
Yeah, so you no longer react to thoughts and sensations, and you see that you're something different.
而当你到达平等的状态的时候，你就不再对念头，不再对情绪，不再对身体中的各种感觉做出反应了。You are no longer, in a, sorry, Gurumaj, what's the second sentence?
You see that you're different. You're not the thought, you're not the body. If you're not the thought and you're not the body, then your question doesn't have any meaning.
然后此时你就能看到你并不是你的身体，并不是你的心意，而当你能真正看到这一点的时候，你就会知道你的问题毫无意义了。
So that's what we're doing, is to wake up from that dream. Once you wake up from the dream, then you see it was just a dream.
因此这就是我们所在做的一切努力的，能够从梦境中苏醒过来。而一旦当我们苏醒过来的时候，once we wake up from the dream, we
see we're not the dream.
我们一旦当我们从梦境中苏醒过来之后，我们就会看到自己并不是梦中的那个自己。
Yeah, so when you're dreaming, you don't know you're dreaming.
因为当你在做梦的时候，你并不知道自己在做梦。
So that's where your question is coming from.
因此你的问题就是从这样的一种状态当中出现。
Now, what's the second question?
How to know that I'm actually in Krishna consciousness? How to know that I'm in Krishna consciousness, not in my thought mind?
Oh, well, when you're present, then you're awake and aware, but you're not having any thoughts.
Not having any thoughts. 那么你提到的第二个问题，怎样才能知道自己是在 Krishna 知觉，而不是在所说刚才所提到的心意念头之中？Guru 的回答就是，当你临在的时候，当你就是苏醒过来，并且有觉知的时候，你这个时候的你是没有任何念头的。
That isn't Krishna consciousness, it's self-realization. It's the step before Krishna consciousness.
而我提到的这一点是自我觉悟，自我觉悟是在 Krishna 知觉前面的那一步。
So if you have a thought,
因此如果你的脑袋里冒出一个念头，
There's the thought,
有念头的出现。
And then there's the knower of the thought.
然后的话呢，接下来就是有这个念头的知晓者。
Who knows the thought?
是谁知晓着这个念头？
You have to ask yourself that question very deeply.
你就必须要非常深刻的去问问自己这个问题，是谁在知晓着这个念头？
Then you'll be self-realized.
而后你就能得以获得自我觉悟了。
Then you realize your spirit soul.
然后你就会觉悟到你是作为灵性的灵魂的存在。
But then you realize deeper on a deeper level.That you exist only because Krishna exists, and that's Krishna consciousness.
而后你能够在更深的一个层面上获得觉悟，你能觉悟到你之所以存在是由于有 Krishna 的存在，而这就是 Krishna 知觉。
Yeah. So you may not know, you may not see Krishna.
你可能没有看到 Krishna.
But you know that you have a source, otherwise you couldn't exist.
但是你知道你是有一个源头的，否则的话你是不可能能够存在的。
And you're grateful to that source.
因此你对你的源头心生感激。
That's the beginning of Krishna consciousness.
而这就是 Krishna 知觉的开始阶段。
You're not the source, but you have a source.
你并不是源头。而你有一个源头。
Just like you may look, like I'm looking outside right now, it's five, almost 6 o'clock in the evening. I don't see the sun, but there's still light out.
就像现在此刻我坐在家里，然后我往窗子外看，然后现在这边的时间是下午6点钟，此时的话已经看不到太阳了，但是的话呢是有光线的，还是有一些亮光的。
Now I don't see the sun.
我看不到太阳本身。
But I know it's there because the light is there.
但是我知道这个太阳就在那里，因为的话有这个阳光的光线存在。
Yeah, so first you see you're not the mind or the body, that you're pure consciousness, the knower.
因此首先你知道你并不是你的心意，不是你的身体，而你是作为纯粹的知觉的存在，你是作为心意和身体的知晓者、知悉者的存在。
And then you begin to understand that you exist only becauseof the supreme source, Krishna.
而后你就会开始去明白你之所以存在，那都是因为有一个至尊的源头 Krishna 的存在，你才能得以存在。
And so, Buddha Yoga, you use your intelligence to choose to live in the present because that's the intelligent thing to do.
而因此你提到的这个 Buddhi Yoga 也就是指运用智力来做出选择，选择让自己活在当下此刻，因为这是很聪明的一件事去做的。
Thoughts come and go.
因为念头出现了又消失。
Krishna says what comes and goes is not real.
Krishna 在不加梵歌中就说到，出现了又消失，来了又走的事物是并不真实的。
Right, look at Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, verse 16.
我们来一起看一下博迦梵歌的第二章的第16节。
Sensations come and go.
身体的感觉出现了又消失。
But that which is aware of the thought, that which is aware of the sensations, doesn't come and go.
但是那个知晓念头，知晓身体感觉的那个知觉，却并不是来了又消失。
So, to live in the present is the intelligent thing to do.
因此，让自己活在当下此刻是才是聪明的事情，才是应该去做的很聪明的事情。
And to admit that you exist only because of the source of existence. That's intelligence.
并且能得以去承认你之所以存在，是因为有至尊的源头的存在，你才能得以存在的。那么这也是聪明的事情，这也是可以说有智力的事情。
So it's intelligent to surrender to Krishna. That's Buddha Yoga.
因此去向 Krishna 臣服是很聪明的、很有智力的一件事，而这就是 Buddha Yoga 了。
Okay.
Next one. 好，我们来看下面一个问题，这位叫开心的奉献者的问题。感恩咕噜仁慈的讲解，感谢翻译的甜美服务，谢谢。没有 Krishna 的允许，什么事情都不可能发生。今天咕噜讲到我们内心发出的声音，那我们内心的声音都是自己内心发出的，其中有超灵发出的声音吗？就比如说有时候我们遇到了困难，然后就要死了，然后我就会问心里发出的声音，我要死了吗？那我死了会去哪里呢？然后内心深处突然会有个声音告诉自己不要死，活着。请问咕噜，这样的心声是来自个体灵魂自己的心声，还是超灵发出的声音？感恩咕噜的解答。So this devotee is offering her gratitude towards you, and she's asking that without Krishna'spermission, nothing will happen. And today, which means last week, that you talked about the inner dialogue. And the inner dialogue, does the inner dialogue include the sound or the voice from the super soul? For example, sometimes when we encounter difficulties and I'm on the brink of dying, and then I will ask my inner voice that I'm about to die, and after I die, where am I gonna go? And the inner voice, from deep, there's a voice telling me that don't die, just survive and then just be just living. And then I'm here asking you this question, that this voice come deep from my heart is a voice that come from my jiva soul, from the jiva soul itself, or from the super soul?
Well, most of our inner dialogue is just the program in the mind.
我们内心的声音或叫内心的对话，绝大多数都是心意的程序。
And it's the voice of the false ego that appears to be alive, but really is just a program.
也就是假我的声音。而这些声音的话呢，或者内心的这些对话，听起来是非常鲜活的，非常有生命的，但实际上假我并没有生命。
So when we're trying to figure things out in the mind, that's usually the voice we hear.
因此当我们试图要在心意里想明白某个事情的时候，那就往往就是我们听到的声音了，那就是假我的声音了。
Now sometimes we'll get inspiration from the super soul.
当然有时的话，我们会从超灵那里得到一些灵感，得到一些启发。
But it will come to us through the mind because that's, you know, like a doorway that things come to us through.
The inspiration from the super soul will come to us through the mind, huh?
Yeah.
而超灵所给予的启发，所给予的灵感的话呢，也是通过心意来临的，因为心意就像是一扇这个入口，一个入口一样的。能够通过心意来得到某个东西。
But it usually comes to us as just a silent knowing.
但是的话呢，来自于超灵的启发，超灵的灵感，往往都是作为一种寂静的、沉默的知晓而来临的。
Yeah, so there's no effort to try and understand or figure it. You just know.
因此你不会有这种试图要去弄明白想清楚这种就是说意图或者是这种下的这种功夫在里面，因为你已经知晓了。
Yeah, so all kinds of knowledge comes to us in that way.
In that way? You mean in silent knowing?
Yeah, inspiration to the super soul.
而所有种类的知识都是通过超灵的启发，超灵的灵感而给予我们的。
Just like Einstein, for months and years, he was trying to figure out his equation for E equals MC squared.
And?
E equals MC squared.
Yes, I know the words.
Einstein was working on that problem for months. In his mind, trying.
例子，爱因斯坦曾经是几个月，甚至是几年的，都是试图在自己的心意里，在自己的大脑里去想明白他后来创造出来的那个举世闻名的那个相对论的那个公式，就是 E 等于 M 的 C 的平方的那个公式。
But then one day he just knew.
但是的话呢，尽管他下了那么多天，那么长时间的功夫，但是有一天突然之间他就知道了。
Yeah, the knowing didn't come from his mind.
而这种知晓并不是来自于他的心意，来自于他的大脑。
It came from somewhere else.
而是来自于其他的地方。
Yeah, so that, you know, Krishna says in chapter 15:15 that he's the source of knowledge and forgetfulness.
Krishna 在博迦梵歌的第十五章十五世界说到，他就是知识的来源，也是遗忘。
So we don't know very much.
因此，我们作为个体灵魂，并不知晓什么。
When we're present, we actually don't know anything except that we're present.
而当我们临在的时候，我们实际上什么都不知晓，只是知道自己此刻是临在这里的。
you know, we believe so many things, but what do we actually know?
而实际上，如果我们很诚实的话，我们就能得以去承认这一点，那就是我们相信许许多多的事，我们有许许多多的信念，许许多多的信仰，许许多多的相信，但是我们究竟知道什么呢？
Yes.
而我们唯一知晓的，那就是我是，我存在。
The only thing we can know is whatever the super soul chooses to let us know.
唯一所知晓的我是我存在，在此之外的话，我们所能知晓的其他的任何事物，那都是超灵选择来让我们知晓的。
I'm not saying that we shouldn't, you know, believe in God, believe in the spiritual world, and believe Krishna's teachings.
当然我并不是在说我们就不要去相信神，不要去相信灵性世界，也不要去相信 Krishna 的教导了。
We can, you know, we have good reason to believe.
我们有很好的原因来去相信所有的这些事物。但是
I have good reason to believe that Phuket actually exists because Narayani is there.
我有很好的原因来相信泰国的普吉岛是存在的，因为 Narayani 就是我，我就住在那儿。
And she can tell me all about it.
我可以向 Guru 讲到所有的关于普吉岛的事情。
But that's not the same as experiencing it and knowing it for myself.
但是 Guru 听到我讲这些关于普吉岛的事儿，和他本人亲自的到这里，亲自的来体验普吉岛是怎么一回事儿，却是不一样的。
Yeah, so knowing.Real knowing comes from beyond the mind, but it comes into the mind.
因此真正的知晓是来自于超越心意的地方的。真正的知晓是来自于超越心意的，但是却是进入到我们心意当中来被我们所知晓的。
But most of what we hear in our internal dialogue is just the mind talking to itself.
而我们在内心当中所听到的声音，绝大多数的这些声音都是心意在跟自己讲话而已。
But we can trust that we exist because we know that directly, and whatever else we need to know, Krishna will let us know when we need to know it.
因此我们可以信任的是。就是我存在，因为我们是通过直接的体验，在当下此刻能够感知到，能够知晓自己此时是存在的。而除此之外的其他的任何事情，那就是 Krishna 允许我们在应该知晓的时候，那就会让我们知道了。
Okay.
Guru Maharaj, shall we continue?
How many more questions we have?
One week and today, I guess there's a 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, so 6 questions. Okay, let's try the last 2 questions. 我们 Guru 就说我们把上个星期还剩下的两个问题的。不好意思，就只要等到下星期才回答了。OK， 第一个问题剩下的第一个问题是小小的仆人问的问题。顶拜 Guru， 我通过几年修习 Krishna， 知觉有了一定的进步，知道什么该做，什么不该做，但很多时候还是身不由己做了不该做的事情。我知道这都是欲望，通过修行欲望有所减少，但仍存有很多不应有的欲望。应该怎么做，在自己做不该做的事情之前就警醒？ 身的不足和缺陷，减少欲望，快步前行呢？So this devotee is offering her obeisances unto you. She's saying after several years of practice in Krishna consciousness, she has certain amount of progress, and she knows what to do, what is not supposed to do. But many times she still does certain things that she feels like she's forced to do those things, and she knows that this is all because of her desires. Of course, through the spiritual practice, her desires have certainly reduced, but still she has many desires that she's not supposed to have. So what can she do so that before she start doing the things that she can already warn herself? And also in her limiting environment, how can she overcome her weaknesses so to reduce her desires, so to achieve progress quicker?
Well, first is to associate with those who are more advanced than you are, because then you get strength from their example.
那么首先第一点就是你和那些比你更进步的奉献者联谊，因为他们会比你有更多的力量来鼓舞你，来激励你。
Yeah, hang out with people you want to be like.
去和那些你想成为的那些奉献者在一起交往。
Even if it's just one or two.
即便可能就只有一两个人而已。
Then learn to live in the present.
然后学会去活在当下，临在当下。
So that you can become aware of your conditioned tendencies when they arise.
那么当你学会临在当下的时候，那么当你那些受到物质世界制约的倾向出现时，你就能够得以去觉知到它们出现了。
Yeah, because our conditioned, attachments and patterns of thinking and wanting are very deep.
因为我们所受到的物质世界的影响，我们的执念，我们所认为自己想要得到什么样的东西，然后等等这些心理和行为模式是非常非常深入骨髓的。
Right, we have so many impressions of sense gratification in our mind.
在我们的心意当中有许许多多的关于感官享乐的那些印象，那些图像，那些画面都还依然存在。
Right, so that memory arises with a feeling, right? I want to do it again.
因此当这样的印象，这样的回忆出现时，它本身又附带着这样一种感觉，而这些感觉感受就会使劲觉得，我想再体验一次。
I didn't get what I want, but I'll get it in the future.
或者我当初没有得到我想要的，那我肯定要在未来去得到我想要的。
Yeah, so when you're present, when you're, when you learn how to be present and live in the present, then it's much easier to witness thoughts and emotions when they arise from the past.
因此当你学会临在，当你能够去学会活在临在，活在当下的时候，你就能够得以去见证，去客观的去见证到那些来自于过去的念头和感受出现时，你就能得以去观察他们。
Or hopes for happiness in the future.
或者你能得以去看到这种渴望在未来得到快乐幸福的这些希望，这些念头和感受的出现。
So the key is to be able to notice them when they arise and then to label them and admit them.
Label them as in此关键点就在于你能在他们出现时得去注意到它，得以去给他们做一个标签，也就是是念头呢，是感受呢，是希望呢等等。
That creates a little separation, and the consciousness becomes a little bit free of identification with it.
那么当你这样做的时候，这就会创造出那么一点点、一点点的分离。这个分离的意思，也就是说，你的知觉能够有那么一点点的、一点点的不去认同于这些念头、这些感受。
Yeah, so you watch the thought, you watch the feeling, and you let it pass by.
你观察念头，观察感受，然后再允许他们消失，允许他们过去。
Without judging yourself for having it.
并且你不会去评判自己竟然冒出了这些念头和感受。
Because it's not you.
因为念头和感受并不是真正的你。
It's just your programming.
而只是你的心意所受到的程序影响，物质世界的影响而已。
So naturally, the programs are going to keep arising because the environment keeps stimulating them.
因此很自然的这些程序都会一再的出现，因为你周围的环境是一再的去刺激到这些程序的。
Yeah, so you just acknowledge it and then let it pass away.
因此你就去承认他们的出现，然后再允许他们过去。
That's called pulling the weeds.
而这就被称为叫做拔除妨碍树苗周围的杂草。
Yeah, and then in the present you don't have a problem.
因为在当下此刻你并没有任何问题。
It's just the joy of being.
而就只是存在的喜悦。
Yeah, so you want to become more connected with being.
因此你想要变得能够更多的和你的存在有更多的连接。
And then you'll be able to observe your conditioning and not be as overcome by it.
而后当你跟你的存在有更多的连结的时候，你就能得以去观察你所受到的物质世界的影响，而不至于完全被它给控制住了。
And gradually you arrive, you know, you become more of a master of your mind.
那么渐渐的你就能够得以去成为心意的主人。
That's yoga.
而这就是瑜伽了 ,yoga.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.谢谢你的问题。OK, next one, last question. 下一个问题，喜宝 Subhadra 这位奉献者问的，顶拜 Guru, 就您刚才回答的问题，能不能理解为因为 Krishna 创造了这个物质世界，是他想安排我们来这个世界呢？就像现在的疫情一样，有人认为是因为人类滥杀动物，有人认为是美国的生化武器，是不是也是 Krishna 安排的呢？ So this Mataji is offering her obeisances to you, and she's asking that based on what you have answered last week, can I understand to be like this? Because Krishna has created this material universe, so he arranged us to come to this world.It's the same like what's happening now with this virus. Some people believe that it's because humans slaughter animals that has caused the virus. Well, other people think that this is the biochemical weapon of the U.S. launching into China. So is this also the arrangement of Krishna?
Well, yeah, ultimately everything, you know, if you read like chapter 18, he says there's five causes, right, for everything that goes on. And one of those causes is the super soul.
如果你读过薄伽梵歌第十八章的话，其中有个诗节就提到任何事物任何事情的发生都有五个原因，而其中一个原因就是超灵。
Yeah, so the modes of material nature, you know, are caused and controlled by Krishna.
而物质自然的三重属性是由 Krishna 创造出来并由 Krishna 控制的。
So he creates the computer program and the hardware and the software, but we're also there energizing it.
因此 Krishna 本人创造出了电脑的硬件和软件，但是的话却是我们自己给予了这些硬件和软件能量，使得他们得以运作。
Yeah, so we are causing things, but we're doing it unconsciously.
我们在引发事情，我们是事情的原因，但是的话呢we are doing it unknowingly, right?
Yeah.
但是我们却是在毫未知晓的不知不觉的这样一种状态中使得事情得以发生的。
Yeah, so we're making many choices, but we're choosing unconsciously.
我们在做出许许多多的选择，但是我们都是在毫无知觉的不知不觉的状态中做出这些选择的。
And the consequences for our actions, you know, go beyond our ability to even imagine.
哦，哇， 而我们所做的行动所带来的后果，这些后果是怎样的，却完全是超乎了我们的能力能够去理解我们自己所做的事情的后果会是怎样的。
Right, we're destroying the environment with plastic, but all of us are addicted to using plastic, right? No one wants to stop.
Yeah. 我们因为使用塑料真的是在毁灭整个这个地球的生态环境，但是的话我们就又如此上瘾的去使用塑料制品，这都没有谁能够停止去不去使用塑料制品啊。
Yeah, and there's all kinds of consequences for killing animals.
同样的杀死动物的话也会带来各种各样的后果。
Yeah, so maybe the virus is one of them, but there's all kinds of consequences, and sometimes you can't connect the dots, you know, it's too complicated.
也有可能就是滥杀动物的后果之一就是这次的这个疫情，这个病毒，但是的话，这个事情太复杂了，我们根本没有办法能够把这种各个地方的这些点拿来给连接起来，能够真正去弄明白到底这个疫情的原因是怎么一回事儿。
But the more we awaken, you know, spiritually, then the more we make conscious choices, with awareness of what the consequences are going to be.
但是如果我们有越多的觉醒的话，我们就越是能够去做出有觉知的选择，也就是说我们越是有更多的知觉，更加能够去清楚我们所做的事情会带来怎样的结果。
Okay.
Okay.
So, we'll end it there. Thank you so much for going over time.
所以说讲课就到这里结束了。非常感谢大家这么耐心啊，因为今天有点超时了。
And I promise we'll get to your next, whatever questions are left, we'll get to next week.
并且向大家承诺今天剩下的这些问题下个星期一定会回答的。
Thank you for your patience and thank you for your questions.
谢谢大家提出的问题，谢谢大家的耐心等待。
So I thank all the devotees for listening and Sumukhi and Narayani for making this broadcast possible.
所以感谢大家今天来聆听讲课，感谢 Sumukhi Mataji 的转播。
All glories to Prabhupada and all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam.
所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，所有的荣耀都归于圣典博迦瓦坛。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Guruji. Vai Kunta 之音服务源于聆听，今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna, 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。